As the nights start to draw in and the cold weather approaches, more and more of us are worried about how we'll afford to eat a good meal and also afford to heat our homes this year. We've seen food and energy prices rise while salaries have stayed pretty much the same. So it's not surprising that a recent online poll found that an astonishing 88% of us are worried about food and fuel costs this winter. I'm joined in the studio by Gary Nash, one of the creators of Eat or Heat, a charity operating in the borough of Waltham Forest with the vision life in this country shouldn't be eat or heat. Gary, can you explain to us firstly what Eat or Heat is?
Well, Eat or Heat is a food bank. And basically what we do is we collect dried goods, canned goods, and hand them out to the local community if they're referred by someone who understands that person's position and that they are in a situation where they need help with food.
What inspired you to start Eat or Heat?
My day job is running children's centres in Waltham Forest. And where children's centres are based is in the highest 30% of deprivation. And what we were finding, my outreach team, was that more and more people were saying they could afford to feed the children, but they couldn't afford the utility bills at the same time. So we started out just by buying in a few bits and pieces of food and handing them out to people we knew were in desperate need. And once people realised we were doing this, we realised the need out there was huge. So we decided to turn it into a charity.
You talk about deprivation. I did see on WaltonForest.gov that we're 15th most deprived among the 326 authorities in England. And out of the 33 London boroughs, we're the sixth most deprived borough.
Absolutely. But within the borough itself, we have pockets of deprivation that are the top 5 to 10%. So, yes, as a borough, we're quite high up there. But there are small pockets dotted around the borough where the deprivation is much higher than that. And people are really struggling nowadays.
Apparently the average person is 18 days away from the breadline, and that's due to rising prices, stagnant salaries, of course, lots of people being made redundant, huge unemployment rates. Since you started Eat or Heat, has the need for people coming to you, needing food, needing help, has that risen or have you seen a decrease?
It's rising day to day, and whereas you think maybe the summer months it would be quieter because people aren't using utilities so much, we were finding we were busier because the children are at home, so the children eat more because they're at home, they're not at school, they're not getting their free school meals. But what we were also finding is people that have day jobs, because of the economic situation, they would lose them, wouldn't have enough savings, and suddenly they're finding they're in a situation where, you know, there's no money to pay for the mortgage, for the utility bills. It's bad out there at the moment.
As a charity,